COVID hospitalizations in northern Michigan have started to dip. This is welcome news to nurses at Munson Medical Center, who for more than a year now have been in crisis mode. And as Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner reports, this latest surge has them exhausted, barely getting by.
For the last several weeks, Munson Medical Center has been full to the brim with sick patients. The Traverse City Hospital also has had more patients with COVID complications, the blood clots, the respiratory issues. On top of that, staff were seeing people who were sicker because they delayed medical care. Sarah Curran works the night shift in the intensive care unit. She started as a nurse the week the state shut down during the first wave. Ever since then, it's been patients getting sicker and sicker, and death all the time.
That is not something that they can prepare you for in nursing school, and they especially can't prepare you to see it day after day.
She's now numb to COVID's damaging impact on patients, but some things still break through, like when she sees previously young, healthy people gasping for breaths.
You're like, they've barely even lived.
Another nurse, Nakia Parker, works two full-time jobs in the emergency room and as a paramedic. Almost every day, all day, she's in COVID mode. During this latest surge, she's been transporting patients in their 40s and 50s who are remarkably sick. She says in just 2 weeks, she's picked up five people with dangerously low oxygen levels, so bad that even just a few minutes delaying care could have been fatal.
And they just get much, much worse, much quicker.
She, too, is struggling with the onslaught of very sick patients.
And we see death and destruction in the ER on a regular basis, but it's not so much of the same thing.
Even longtime nurses struggle with the everyday horrors of COVID.
My name is Stacey Prokus. I've been a nurse for 23 years. I say I've never cried this much in my career.
Nurses in her unit are giving up bedside care for office work, and some are retiring early. Stacey's managing through it by leaning on her colleagues, but she's also needed to find new ways to cope.
I think in the short term, I think in a smaller box, more manageable pieces, things that I control, I can control in my own life. I can't let it eat me up. I won't.
It's the outside burdens that make life a little bit harder for RNs. For example, people get mad at them about visitor restrictions. And attitudes about healthcare workers have changed, nurses say. No longer are they held as heroes. Even friends and neighbors have turned nasty when conversations about vaccinations come up. But most of all, it's the new apathy that hurts. Stacey says people just don't seem to care that hospitals are barely getting by.
There's like this bar that we're never going to meet. It keeps moving. Their expectations for what they think their hometown hospital can provide.
They say they don't want thanks or sympathy. But the nurses agreed they'd be grateful if their neighbors stayed safe and got the COVID vaccine. I'm Taylor Wisner.